Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio and today's Sneaky Mom Show with Kaz Winters. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we are here with great shows week to week, breaking those myths that mompreneurs are just dabbling in business. And I love our rotating Wednesday platform, and it is the first Wednesday of the month, and that means the Sneaky Mom is here to give us some great ideas and great ways to help our kids learn, because let's face it, kids learn best when they think they're playing, and Kaz is so right about it. And this time, this month, she's going to be sharing a month of independence. So I'm really looking forward to the fun stuff that she has to share, because we never know what is going to happen on the Sneaky Mom Show and what great things Kaz is going to come up with. I know, it's so much fun, Kaz. So,
yeah,
all right.
I'm having a good time.
You should be, because you are so much fun.
Well, we're going to make it a month of independence and help children progress by learning a variety of skills that interest them. And I have to say that our kids were very independent. When my daughter was, I don't think she was even 2 years old yet, she kept using the word idala, 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 and we couldn't figure out what she was saying. And finally, we figured it out, and it was, I'll do it myself. And she did, and she still does. I mean, she is the national marketing director of a major company. And that's the way my kids operated. So I think that giving them all the skills as they are young is an important part of making them feel competent and like they can do whatever they choose to do. Okay, so our children spend the year in school focused on what everybody else wants them to do. And that makes summer an opportunity to engage them in experiences they like and they choose, and they can have a good time doing it. So learning to use tools is really part of this, and that's fun, especially when you know how to use them properly and are able to do them to get the tasks that need to be done. Our youngest son discovered Dad's tools at an early age, and one of his favorite phrases when he was just learning to talk was, "Go garage." These days, his tools mostly center around electronics as he pursues a career using his electrical engineering degree to build light shows, make car repairs, and set up staging for events, including this year he did part of the Super Bowl stuff. So introduce tools gradually so that they learn how to use them properly and safely. It's a process. Start with pounding toys that maybe include a rubber mallet or a lightweight wooden hammer. Gradually move up to real tools and teach techniques along the way. Demonstrate safe methods for using each tool, or supply things that are like glue and sandpaper and teach them how to use those too, pliers, wrenches, whatever. The saws and the cutters can be introduced as a child gets older and is better able to negotiate those safely. Eventually, they can be using power tools. Each step of the process provides an opportunity for them to say, look what I can do. Confidence is terrific. When it is encouraged, especially when it's encouraged by providing more opportunities, confidence is an incredible gift that we give to our kids. Let them build things. You can start with wooden blocks or Lincoln logs or Tinker Toys or whatever kind of things a child might be interested in. And as they learn to handle tools, introduce other projects. They can make easy things like wooden toy boats or birdhouses, just using wood glue and clamps to attach pieces of wood and hold them together. Then when the glue dries, a child can paint their handcrafted treasure. As they grow, encourage kids to build their own forts, playtowns, dollhouses. Yeah, the girls can use those garage tools too, and ours loved it. Older kids can learn to carve pieces of soft wood with a penknife. Balsa is easy to carve, and they can go to harder woods, too, as they get better. And, of course, you're teaching safety rules and process and always watching for that. And you can build skills by using outdoor tools. Whether it's digging in the ground to play or plant something, a shovel is useful. Children like to dig in sand and dirt, and they don't realize they are learning skills at the time. That's the joy of learning from experiences that kids think are just play. Garden hand tools are fun for the younger crowd. For older children, a lawnmower can be introduced, along with the safety lessons and a potential opportunity to learn some extra cash by using it. older kids can be taught to work with power tools safely and create amazing things. One of our sons really wanted a DDR pad when those were the rage. So instead of asking for a loan from mom and the bank of mom and dad, he got online, researched, and found directions for constructing one. And then he found a friend who wanted one too. So he charged his friend enough to cover material costs for his time to build it. And in the process, he earned enough cash to make one for himself too. Of course, it involved using a variety of tools. He was working with metal and all kinds of things like that. There was wood involved too. But these were things he had mastered over the years, so it wasn't anything hard for him to do. Let kids learn how to repair things. The feeling any of us get when we actually fix something that is broken can be tremendous, and that encourages us to do more and to try other things. Even small successes build upon one another to create a sense of accomplishment. The process of analyzing a problem, thinking about possible solutions, and then trying the most likely possibility is an essential part of making repairs. It is also the way we learn to solve other problems and challenges in our lives. So let kids fix the things they can. It teaches them to think, analyze, and feel good about themselves. And if their repair doesn't work, they're still learning because they found something that didn't work, so they can research and try again. Using kitchen gadgets. Now, many people might not think of kitchen gadgets as tools, but they certainly are. There are many tasks that they make simpler, and when you know how to use them correctly and safely, it can even be fun. So you can start by letting toddlers play with safe things like plastic measuring cups or spoons. Get them used to helping in the kitchen. Even a toddler can stir a mixture with a wooden spoon or dump a pre-measured cup of flour into a bowl. It makes them feel important. Ours were doing things by my side in the kitchen before they were a year old. There are so many fascinating tools for preparing food. We used many of them, sometimes just for the fun of it. Kids can slice hard-boiled eggs with an egg slicer, peel potatoes or apples, make radish roses, and learn to use knives safely. You can let them bake and use cookie cutters and a rolling pin. As they grow, they can safely handle hot cookie trays and remove them from the oven. Here's just a list of some kitchen gadget possibilities: a melon ball scoop, an apple slicer, an apple corer, a potato peeler, graters, an egg separator, a wire whisk, a pastry blender, tongs, a tea bag squeezer, measuring cups and spoons, a baster, a cheese slicer, an ice cream scoop, a cherry pitter, a meat thermometer, a meat tenderizer tool, a garlic press, a pizza cutter, a can opener, or a juice squeezer. And that's just the short list. With each tool a child masters, they put a notch on their mental chart of, I can do that. They can graduate from hand tools to household appliances. And this has some benefits for parents, too. And even if a child isn't delighted with having chores to do, it is good for them to learn how to do them. Skills will come in handy later. Even as technology changes, they will have experiences of learning how things operate. This can include anything from running a vacuum to using an electric mixer or blender to doing their own laundry, operating an electric can opener, or simple tasks for the little kids like turning on the TV or video games and enjoying them. Clean it up. Cleaning skills are very useful. Helping children create habits related to cleaning and organizing provides skills and attitudes which end up being helpful to them later in life. This includes using tools like a broom and a dustpan, dust cloths, sponges, various types of scrubbing brushes, and more. Learning to clean up the messes they make and organize their tools and such are good habits to encourage. It also makes it easier for them to find things when they want them, and is a step toward independence. Those steps begin earlier than most of us realize. Teach kids how to clean the bathroom, and include lessons on ways to keep things sanitary, too. It's no one's favorite job, but knowing how to do it and how to clean well is a useful skill to have. That's for older kids, by the way. And you can develop skills, life skills, and social skills. There are so many of these. Just about all of them begin as play. Having the opportunity to interact with friends develops social skills and is one of the most valuable opportunities a child can have. To keep friends, they learn how to do things like apologize, negotiate, recognize when someone else does something well, show appreciation when someone does something nice for them, or comfort a friend whose feelings have been hurt. Those things don't involve mechanical tools, but they develop tools for social interaction, which are essential for success on a different level. Scientific tools teach, too. Much of science is based on observation. Children who pay attention to watching, listening, feeling textures, temperatures, and looking for reactions of all kinds are the ones who end up learning more than the schools are teaching. Science is about asking, what happens if? What happens next? Why did it do that? How can I do whatever it might be? Science teaches children to analyze. It can be simple. One of our sons was obsessed with seeing what happens when you freeze things. For more than a year, we would continually find the most interesting stuff in our freezer. He was experiencing hands-on education. Curiosity is the real root of learning. Encourage it. We can even ask questions about many subjects and see if our child is interested in finding some answers. Sometimes that will involve research. Even fairly young children are often familiar with finding information by using a computer in some way. It's a great tool to learn, and the learning curve is constantly changing and never ending. It can be curiosity-driven. Kids who want to know about things usually become adults with research skills who are still fascinated by discovering answers. The process never grows old. Learning is its own reward. And you can look at the science in nature. If you have binoculars or a telescope, let a child look through these tools. Check out the moon. See pictures in the star constellations. Use binoculars. Use an empty container to measure the amount of rain or snow left by a storm. Check a thermometer to tell the temperature. Look for rainbows. Pick up rocks and research to find out what kinds of treasures you have discovered. Play with light and sound. Children like pushing buttons, flipping switches, and getting a response to their actions. When they are rewarded with sound, lights, and other obvious things, it's just plain fun. When things are considered play, a child is more likely to be learning and have a desire to learn more. Light can make shadows. Shadows can be fun or frightening for a child. By using them for play, such as with shadow puppets, we can turn fear into surprisingly happy experiences. Even playing with a flashlight can teach and somehow empower a child to be in charge of whether it is light or dark by having control of the switch. Watch what happens when colors in a room are changed by putting a colored light bulb in instead of a regular one. Play listening games with the child. Try to identify the sounds in nature. If there's an ice cream truck in the neighborhood, most kids are going to recognize that sound right away. Use different items to make noises and identify sounds: whistles, horns, musical instruments, hammers, pounding, water splashing, motors running. Listening puts kids in touch with their surroundings, and learning to listen can even keep them safe. Dori, I think it is time for a commercial break.
Well, thanks. Glad to pop in and thank our sponsors today. I'm just so enjoying listening to what you're sharing and thinking back with my kids. And here's a sneaky mom trick. You know, I used organic cleaners and I used housework as a reward. Oh, you were so good. Mommy's going to let you help me do this and do that. And my kids started cleaning at a year and a half. They didn't know until they were older than 10 that this is actually chores and people got an allowance. So, you know, there's a little sneaky mom trick for you.
That is a sneaky mom one. Well, ours were helping when they were little. Yeah.
You know what? And see that, but that's the whole, you know, when you think about it, and it's true, these things that you teach your kids when they're little, my kids are all grown. They know how to cook, they know how to clean, they can wash their own clothes, iron, you know, I mean, they know how to do things. We prepare our kids, you know, when they're younger for life. And that's why I love your show. I love all the little sneaky things that you teach that really do completely prepare our kids. So I want to say hello and thank you to our sponsors today. Karen Esposito is a really successful mompreneur who's been in the direct sales industry for over 10 years. And let's face it, moms, a great industry for stay-at-home moms. You've got to find the one that really clicks for you. And Karen did. Her recent success is with Pink Zebra Home Fragrance, where she's currently a top leader and a director with a team of over 6,000 consultants. And she's now a corporate trainer and speaker for the company at their annual conventions and rallies. She's earned top honors for team building and sponsoring, and she runs her home business with the help of her children and family. Pink Zebra's signature products are their soy sprinkles that you can mix and match to create your own scent recipes. And it offers also really unique home fragrances and decor products. So you can find her at thezebradiva.com. And then I want you to hear a little bit from Alyssa and Debbie at ifnotyouwho.org, our other sponsor today.
Do you ever think, what if I could change the world? When you hear a baby laugh, don't you wish you could keep this baby happy and make this world a better place, especially for children? With your help, it actually can happen. Join with us at ifnotyouwho.org and lend a hand so all children who enter kindergarten will know the skills, behavior, and attitudes ready to learn. This new, unique, and free website, ifnotyouwho.org, did the research to help any adult to make a difference. Just get involved with a child ages 3 to 5 for 5 to 15 minutes. We like fun and games and songs to help a child learn. You too? Join us and be a part of changing the world, one preschooler at a time, because if not you, who?
I don't know how anybody can hear a baby laugh and not smile.
I agree.
I'm serious. It's like the sweetest sound in the world. And I love, you know, they do a show on the third Wednesday of every month, Productive Play. And I just think you guys are such a great team of moms who are paving the way for young moms to figure out those ways to help their kids become the people that, you know, that they're destined to be. So we are back with the sneaky mom, Kaz Winters.
All right. Well, now we're going to unwrap the power of those creative activities. Now, having spent ever so much time with my kids, my experience has shown that coming up with their own ideas is one of the best types of fun, and that is loaded with sneaky mom learning, too. Let kids discover the artist inside. They all have some innate measure of artistic talent, so provide tools, paintbrushes, crayons, scissors, pencils, and such, as well as materials like glue or paste, pipe cleaners, pine cones, and other pieces of nature, glitter, beads, cotton balls, uncooked macaroni, and other fun things. Supervise as necessary for safety, but let the kids play. They might discover the artist inside as they look, as they paint, color, draw with chalk or colored pencils on paper, cardboard, the sidewalk, or even fabric. My tongue is getting twisted here, or even fabric. That happens sometimes. But when they say, look what I did, I made it all by myself, that is huge, because they're recognizing that they are creative and they have some power within them. And perhaps they will weave a basket or make a placemat or make jewelry from macaroni or puppets from socks, sticks, or cardboard. The specific activity isn't as important as the excitement and the original thought that goes into it, and they're learning to use tools in the process. Now, often kids are told to color in the lines or to put the color red where the space is marked with an R for red. Now, that might teach them something about following instructions, or for the very creative kids, perhaps deciding not to follow the instructions. Those were mine. It's also me. But it also sends a message that their own imaginations are less important than following directions. And that's not a good thing. There are times in life when we must follow instructions for reasons of safety, but creative exploration should never, ever be limited by those rules. In my opinion, and I'm sticking to it, they need to be allowed to find their own space in what they do, especially in creative stuff. Now, regulating creative works destroys the advantages, and that includes the confidence, the satisfaction, and the joy of being artistic. All right, let's make some noise. Now, depending on the youngster, that could be music or not. Either way, it's an expression of their individual desire for sound. Of course, if there is an instrument available, let a child play with it or learn how to play it at least enough to make some noise. It can even be a toy that provides an experience for making sounds. Percussion instruments can be as simple as banging pot lids or aluminum pie pans together, or hitting something like a block of wood with a wooden spoon. Simple instruments like a harmonica, whistles, jingle bells, maracas, or sandpaper blocks are just plain fun. Listening to music, singing, and dancing are also creative adventures. Kids can make their own music by putting dried beans or macaroni inside two tape paper plates or aluminum pie pans, where you fasten them together with the open sides facing each other, and tape or staple the plates together so the noisemakers stay inside. You can decorate them and then shake your music maker to make a very good noise. It is simple and memorable fun. There are other do-it-yourself instruments that children can create and enjoy too. You can tell stories with words and imagination. Imagination is probably the best tool a child can have. It is key to creating ideas and turning them into reality. Kids are terrific at using that creative talent, but by the time they have been educated, many of them have forgotten.
Whoa. Do you ever think, what if I could change the world? When you hear a baby laugh.
Happening in school or other areas to discourage it. Make up stories. One great way to do this is to tell a pass-around story. If there are just two of you, it can be a pass-the-story back-and-forth adventure. One person begins and the next one adds to it. It can be silly or serious, long or short, but it's a good idea to decide who is going to finish the story before you begin. Beware, giggles often happen during this story adventure. You can make puppets and bring on the drama. There are so many ways to make puppets, and kids usually enjoy the activity. It is an open-ended and great tool for self-expression. If the puppet says something, it is not the same as the child saying it. Sometimes that can get interesting or reveal things a child is afraid to say. Some easy supplies and materials that can be used to make puppets, and that's just the beginning of it, include paper bags, paper plates, just pieces of paper. It's amazing what you can do with very little. Socks, of course. You can add faces and things with crayons or markers or construction paper, a little bit of glue, so many things. And if you do it with paper plates, you can just cut one paper plate in half and put it on the back of a full paper plate, and that makes a pocket for your hand. Very simple stuff. The face of the character can be painted or drawn on the full paper plate. And there are just so many ways to do it. And the activity is especially a great skill builder because it involves not only the creation of puppets, but often the storyline will be crafted by the children too. In addition, youngsters have the opportunity to be puppeteers and operate puppets to tell the story. It's all great fun, and when the kids are having a good time, they don't know they're developing skills and learning and getting confidence in themselves. It just happens. Some kids like to express themselves with needle crafts. Now, these aren't for the little ones because they involve needles and scissors. However, younger children can begin to get a feel for the activity by pushing shoelaces through holes in pictures that are glued to cardboard, and you can just punch holes with a paper punch, and they can just weave it inside and out. Or you can knot one end of a shoelace or even do a pipe cleaner or something like that and run it through a piece of yarn that would work. Run it through the plastic needlepoint canvas stuff, and kids can do that as they get a little bit older. And that stuff is simple to obtain in craft supply stores. Now, school-age artists can actually sew with a needle and thread, and they gradually develop fabric-related skills, including maybe straight stitches for starters, embroidery, needlepoint, or even something like trapunto, which is an interesting version of quilting. And the thing that's cool about these is that they're for older kids, and there are a lot of possibilities, and they feel good when they're finished. And sewing by hand or machine, these are skills that make a child feel especially capable. And part of that is because very few of their friends have that opportunity to experience it and learn and get good at it. And those who do so are eventually able to make their own clothing, including special designs or to make gifts for others. It's a talent that can be very rewarding. Just knowing how to sew a button in place or maybe hem something that is too long can be an advantage, too. There are tons of crafts that kids can do, and there are tools and things that they use as they learn to do that. But the bottom line is that children are constantly learning. And we can help them develop a real curiosity so they want to learn more. And it's especially important if you have a child who does not get positive feedback in a school situation. The last thing we want is for our children to label themselves as stupid or unable to learn. Fortunately, with the stress of testing in so many of unfortunately, that is, with the stress of testing in so many of our schools, we are seeing more students as young as 5 years old already describe themselves as failures. This means that the time spent doing creative and rewarding activities at home is even more crucial. When a kid is involved in an imaginative activity, let it be theirs. Don't suggest ways to improve what they're doing. Let it be theirs. You can use specific praise, but let them do what they're doing. No judgment calls are necessary. This is not school. There are no grades assigned to child's play. All right, Dori.
Are we back to me? Is
we are back
time?
To you. It's pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
It is. Well, all right,
it flies when we're having fun.
You know, it does. I'm serious. It really, really does. All right, I have to ask. Thinking, you know, looking back, what was your favorite? Did you ever have, like, a favorite thing that you used to do with your kids in that sneaky mom vein?
Oh, wow. I think making up stories. We would make up stories, and then sometimes we would actually turn them into books, and the kids would write it, or as they got older, you know, maybe print it out somehow, or they would draw pictures, and we had books. And that was really fun.
What a fun thing to do. I'm laughing because I'm thinking back to my daughter's first little story that she wrote in school. I think she was in second grade. And it was so creative. It was how the ocean became salty. And it was a mother whale whose baby was captured by poachers. And the mother whale cried and cried and cried and cried and cried so much for her baby that she turned the ocean salt, the water salty.
Oh, my gosh. That is fabulous.
You know,
I love that, Dori.
It was the most amazing story, but the funniest thing about it is that it had a capital letter at the start and a period at the end of a page and a half. Punctuation was not anything she was concerned about. It was a page and a half run-on sentence, but it was funny. I mean, it was just how creative, and she drew these beautiful pictures to go along with it and whatnot, but it was so hilarious that,
do you still have it?
It was a giant. Of course.
I figured you would. I still have those things, too.
I'm one of those moms that keeps everything. It's in a box in my storage room. You know,
uh-huh.
And my son said that to me one time. He's like, Mom, when are you going to get rid of all these things? I mean, you still have stuff we made you in you know, pre-K, or because they only went, I put them in pre-K a couple of days so they could get used to being with in the school routine. And I was like, okay, Danny, you pick what I should throw away. I mean, should I throw this away? This is the first thing that you made me, which is the first thing any of my children made me. Or this is what Robbie made me in kindergarten, this ugly little candle holder that I absolutely love. And he was like, wow, Mom, you're right. I was like, that's right. They're my treasures. You know? And it is. And you know what? And these are the things. This is how you see how your children learn and how they progress in what they do and, you know, and who they are. And it is. It's just so much fun. So, again, another really fun Sneaky Mom show. And a little bit of housekeeping. Tomorrow I have Ginger Cadillac with me, who is the founder of BeAKidsHero.com. And she is joining me to share her mission of advocating for children that are suffering through abuse, whether it be at home or via the internet. And, you know, awareness is something that we do here on Word of Mom Radio a lot. And I think that this is going to be my last live show until August, because my son is getting married. And I have other live shows with our other hosts, but I think this is going to be my last one until August. So I can do all the things I have to do for my son's wedding and then just marvel in the fact that he got married. I know. And happy 4th of July, everybody. We wish you a safe and joyful holiday. Kaz, thank you. I will see you in August for another Sneaky Mom show. And until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for tuning in and joining us here week after week and show after show on Word of Mom Radio. We are so grateful that you do. So go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now. Bye, Kaz.
Bye-bye.